Welcome to this service from St. Saviour's on this second Sunday of Epiphany. Our service consists of an opening prayer, the gospel reading for the week, a reflection, some intercessions, and a blessing. We begin with a prayer. God of wonderful knowledge, whose voice calls each of us by name, you confound our expectation by revealing yourself to the lowly. Confound also our fear, that we may not be afraid to face the powerful of this earth with your word of judgment, in the sure knowledge that nothing spoken in your name will be lost. We make this prayer through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you come to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Here ends the reading. I caught a few minutes of a program on television a while ago in which a family was being encouraged to change their lifestyle. The problem was that they had an unhealthy diet, and the father smoked 20 cigarettes a day. I didn't hear their reasons for this unhealthy lifestyle, but I could guess that it was all they were used to and that they couldn't imagine anything different. Along comes the TV company's resident expert and suggests some changes, a better diet and no smoking, as you might have guessed. It was put to the parents that although the father might feel that his smoking was just personal, it was actually contributing towards bad health for his daughter. She was a passive smoker. The family were cajoled into better behaviour to a certain extent, but what really drove the point home to them was a clever piece of computer graphics. The face of their daughter was shown on a screen growing older until she had reached the age of 40, by which stage she looked rather unhappy, prematurely aged and fat. By contrast, the couple were told if they obeyed all the new healthy living rules, their daughter would look quite different. Here the computer screen showed a more happily aging daughter, until by the age of 40, she still smiled and looked quite young and healthy. The story shows the power of computer graphics, or more generally, getting through to people. In today's reading, Jesus is calling disciples. The two disciples mentioned, Philip and Nathanael, both show an inadequate understanding of Jesus. Philip expresses the traditional hope of the people in describing Jesus as him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote. In a sense, as with Andrew's confession, these words are true, but Philip doesn't fully understand their meaning. He describes Jesus as Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, which shows his limited understanding, for Jesus is the Son of God and the Lamb of God. Indeed, Nathanael's question, citing a proverb of the time, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" points to the weakness in Philip's understanding. The attitude of John's Gospel is to insist that the believer looks beyond historical origins. Philip tells Nathanael to come and see for himself. When Nathanael meets Jesus, Jesus gives an assessment of him as someone without guile. Nathanael wants to know how Jesus can say something about someone he's never met. Jesus indicates that he saw Nathanael under a fig tree, a piece of knowledge that astonishes Nathanael. Then Nathanael comes out with a profession of faith. Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. Nathanael now addresses Jesus as Rabbi, a term of honour, and uses the titles Son of God and King of Israel, titles that come from Nathanael's tradition. Jesus' response is to ask, do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. Nathanael has believed on the basis of the wonder of Jesus having seen him, but Jesus questions the basis of Nathanael's belief and points out that more is required to see greater things. What might these greater things be? What more is required of a believer in order to see them? Jesus indicates some of the greater things. You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. A sight that looks back to the story of Jacob's dream in Genesis chapter 28. What more is required of belief is at the heart of the Cana to Cana section of the Gospel, chapter 2 to chapter 4. Both Philip and Nathanael need to break out of their limited understanding, their way of seeing and doing things, to see something more profound. We too need to catch a vision of something better, something greater than we already know, that will set us on the path of being more fully disciples of Jesus. Amen. Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. And we pray for the church in this parish and throughout the world, for Justin, our Archbishop, Viv, our Bishop, for our ministers, ordained and lay, and for all followers of Christ, that we may be radiant with knowledge of Christ and draw others to follow him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As our Saviour Christ prepared and made ready the first disciples, so make us more aware of our calling and of the opportunities there are to grow in faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who do not yet know you and yet seek, as they pray, meditate and reflect on the deeper things of life. Encourage them in their search and enlighten them by your Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless all who care for those who are confused or depressed or unhappy. And we pray especially at this time of the coronavirus pandemic for all those who suffer because of it, that they may find hope and know the comfort of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Pray for the countries of the world, that you would give wisdom, Lord, to the leaders of the nations and all in authority. Protect the vulnerable, bring aid to the injured, and give courage and strength to all who seek peace and justice, especially of Hong Kong at this time and other countries where freedom of expression is being repressed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort all who are in pain or distress, especially those known to us. Heal them from all that harms them. Give them patience in their suffering and strengthen them in the hope of salvation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Have mercy on the faithful departed, on all who have served you on earth and looked for your kingdom, especially those known to us. Give them rest and peace in your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you for the faith that you have planted within us. Protect and guide us in our pilgrimage here on earth, and raise us at last to share with all your angels, with the Blessed Virgin Mary and all your holy ones, in the joy of your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. We conclude our service with a blessing. Christ, the Son of God, perfect in you the image of his glory, and gladden your hearts with the good news of his kingdom, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you, and remain with you always. Amen.